Scientists, why do they reject Noah's flood? Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the authority and accuracy of the Bible. If there's so much evidence that supports what the Bible says concerning a global flood in Noah's day, then why don't all scientists believe it? In fact, after I've given lectures in schools and colleges, I often get this same question. You see, once the students have heard that the layers of the Grand Canyon can be explained by the flood and its after effects, not slow processes, and once they've been told fossils can form quickly, well, the students usually ask me, so if all this is true, why don't our teachers and all scientists believe this? You know, the answer can be found in the Bible, in 2 Peter chapter 3. Concerning people who reject a belief in creation and the flood, the Apostle Peter tells us that people are willingly ignorant, which means they deliberately reject or refuse to believe this. In other words, it has nothing to do with the evidence. They don't want to believe. Sadly, it's all because of our sin nature. We're in rebellion against our Creator.
As we close out the week, we hope you'll call and request our 95-page pocket guide on the Ark and Flood of Noah. To receive this excellent resource, call us toll-free and make a donation of any size. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS. Or get the Ark pocket guide through our website of answersoffer.org.